This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Do you love your children? If I were to ask you this question, most of us would say that yes, we do indeed. What do you mean by that? How can you even ask that question? But then if I am to follow it up with how do you display that love, most of us will say we've given them an iPad, we've given them an education, we send them to cricket and football and rugby and we are training them, etc. And when we look at that answer, the answer is attached to the dunya. The answer is attached to that which is to do with the material being and the material wealth of this world. How often do we hear a person say that I have gifted my child with the gift of salah? I taught him how to pray. I taught him how to make dua. I taught him to trust Allah. I taught him to rely upon Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. How often do we hear people say this? And it teaches us where our priorities lie. Our priority is the dunya, first and foremost. And this is the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come true in our lives. Where he says, لَالْفَقْرُ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ. It is not poverty that I fear for you. وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَى أَنْ تُبْسَطَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَيْكُمْ. But I fear that the dunya is given to you. فَتُنَافِسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا. So you will compete for that dunya in the manner that the people of the past competed for that dunya. فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. So it will destroy you in the manner that it destroyed them. It will destroy you in the manner that it destroyed them. That we hope and we pray, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that it has not yet come to pass. And we hope and we pray because we don't know in reality whether we have already been destroyed. And what does that mean? Your destruction is when you cannot find yourself praying your 5 salawat in the day. That is your destruction. That is your end. That means that you have destroyed that which is everlasting and sold it in return for the temporary. So our children and the priorities that they have are based on the priorities that we have. What is a simple display of this? When it comes to madrasa, the madrasa that they learn from grade 1 to grade 7, and that is the basic education in Islam that they get. What happens when you tell the parent, go and speak to the school and explain to them that we are religious people, we are Muslims, we need to teach our children their faith. What do they come back to you with? No, the school said it is mandatory. The school said you have to. There is no way to get away from this. Well, then if your priorities are set straight and you know what is good for that child, what you actually do is say, go back to the school and say, for me, this is so important that I will find a school that is suitable for my child. Until that time, I will educate my child at home. That is the response of a believer. That is the response of a person who knows that he and his child and his future generations are all on a journey to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We are all on a journey to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. That is belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That shows where your priorities lie. And let me ask you a question. When your child is going through a midlife crisis, 10, 15, 20 years down the line, adolescence, puberty, and then the teenage years, and then adolescence, and then the midlife crisis, etc. Do you think it is that time that you gave the child on the iPad that is going to benefit the child? Do you think it is that device that you put into their hands and let them watch for hours on end that will benefit the child? Do you think that it is the sport that they played back in the day that will benefit that child? Or is it they link with their maker, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, the one who fashioned them, the one who made them, the one who created them, the one who gave them a system to cope with these problems, the mechanism created within you by Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, to return back to Him is a coping mechanism for you to survive and navigate your life in this dunya. What do you think that that child will be looking for on that day? Why is it that we find those who have the dunya and everything within it, and the man puts a gun to his temple and blows his brains out? Why? Why? If that was the answer, if that was the answer, then why did he blow his brains out? He had millions of people following him due to the music that he is propagating. He had billions of dollars, but he put the gun to his temple and he blew his brains out. He ended his life, because that's not the answer. And what are we doing? We're simply prioritizing that material dunya in the lives of our children by saying they mustn't be lacking anything. They mustn't be lacking anything. So in that name, what do? We give them these screens the whole day. They're sitting watching things that we don't even know what they are watching. We have no idea what is being fed into their brains. If you really want to understand what your child believes in, watch the shows that your child watches. Get to know what games they are playing. You know, recently I saw a video where a child, a man pitches up at the house, and the child is playing in the yard. And he begins to have a conversation with the stranger as though he knows the stranger. And he says, "Hey, how's it going? How are you doing?" And the stranger is talking back to him. And then he says, "Where's your mom? You told me about your mom." And the child actually goes back into the house and calls the mother out and explains to the mother that I met this man on a video game. Allahu Akbar. I was chatting to him on a video game and I told him my mom is single, so he's come here today. Allahu Akbar. This is a game that the child is playing online. They are chatting live. You know, when they have that microphone and earphones, they are chatting to other people. Those people can be posing as children, yet they are adults. Do you even know the extent of what your child is exposed to, is my question. How involved are you in the life of your child? How much do you know your child knows? And do you know what your child knows and doesn't know? Do you know whom your child is interacting with? Do you know the beliefs of your child? Wallahi, we had a child come to madrasa and tell the teacher, when the teacher said, "Who is Jesus?" You know what the child's response was? "The Son of God." This child is in madrasa. This child is in madrasa and he's saying, "The Son of God." You know why? He goes to a Christian school. And the madrasa is lacking, because what happens? We say, "It's okay, today go to sport, don't go to madrasa." Where are your priorities? Where are your priorities? Where are we going? Ask yourself that question. And we need to have this tough conversation, because if we don't, then what is the future of Islam in our communities? What is the future of Islam? Where is Islam? In South America, maybe 4 to 5 years ago, not 4 to 5, 10, 15 years ago, someone went and visited. And they asked the people, "What's your name?" "Muhammad." "What's your name?" "Fatima." "Are you a Muslim?" "No, I'm a Christian." "Why is your name Fatima? Why is your name Muhammad?" "My great grandfather, he was a Muslim, so we carried on those names." A Christian with the name Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Is that what we are waiting for the day that our children only know they are saying La ilaha illallah because my father said it? I'm just saying it because it's tradition. It's no longer something that is the banner of my faith, the flag that will carry me into my akhirah. I don't even know why I say it. And we're not far off from that. Do you want to understand our attachment to the deen? Then look at our dress. Look at our attachment to the masjid. Look at our attachment to salah. Look at our attachment to the madrasa. Look at our attachment to any form of deen. And ask yourself, where is your priority? Where is your priority? Is it with Allah or is it with the dunya? If we don't do something for our children today, then it will get weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. And in the meantime, what is happening? We are busy competing for the dunya. We are busy competing for the dunya. Who's built a bigger house? Who has a better car? That is what matters today. Never mind the education of the child. The child must get better grades, so I will go and bribe the teacher in order for the child to get better grades so that I can seem better in society than the next man. You are destroying that child to build your ego. Where have our priorities gone? Where have our realities? Where is the reality of what we believe in? In Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had enough time for the children to the extent that the children would attend the majalis, the gatherings where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Anas ibn Malik is sitting on the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas ibn Malik is sitting on the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the rest of the companions, or some of the companions from amongst the elders, are sitting on the left of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he pulls out something to drink. I think it was some milk. And he says to Anas, because he is on his right, he says to him, أَتَأْذَنُ لِي? Do you permit me to give these elderly people the drink? Do you permit me to give these elderly people the drink first? And who is this? None other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Seeking permission from who? From a child in his community. From a child from amongst the people. He's seeking permission from him. Can you give me permission to give these elderly people first? You see the respect and the involvement that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with the children. He's there at the gathering in the first place. That's something big. Secondly, he's seeking his permission because he knows he is sitting on my right. He deserves to drink first. Will you allow me to give them the drink first? And do you know what the response of Anas ibn Malik is? He says, La ya Rasulullah. No, I won't allow you to give them the drink first. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honors him and honors his request. That is the involvement of a man who changed the geopolitics of the globe today. Allahu Akbar. He is involved with the children to that extent. He shows them that much respect. And when it is to do with the right of the child, what does he do? He says, okay, I will give you your right. I will seek your permission. A simple example, when it comes to our children, when someone comes to the home to play with your child, you know, children from another home come to your home to play with the child. What do you do? As they are leaving, these children who have come, they pick up the toys of your child and say, I'm taking them. I'm taking them. So what do you do as an adult? You look at your child and say, it's okay, let him take it. No, seek permission from that child. Those are his toys. If he says no, tell the person who is visiting, I'm sorry, but they belong to him. He said no. You know what happens? You're building a personality who knows how to say no. Tomorrow when they come to you with letters of the alphabet and the rainbow and they're telling your child certain things, he knows how to say no, I don't believe in that. That is not my value. Those are not my principles. He knows how to say, I don't believe in that. Islam does not permit me to do such and such. That is the value that you are inculcating in your child when you show him respect. In front of other people, never humiliate your child. Never say these kids are a problem. Never put them down. That is the future of Islam in your community. That is your seed that you have planted for your akhirah as well. When you are gone, that child will remain. That child will have children. And their good deeds will continue. You will be in your grave earning the reward. Look at your children as an investment. Take time to spend time with them on their playmate. Talk to them. Push the car towards them, let them push it back, let them throw a ball to you, let them throw it back. Why? Because you are actually investing in that child. It is an investment. Nobody said it will be easy. It is easy to hand over the screen today and say, sit and keep quiet. Why is the child quiet? They say a quiet child is a danger sign. It's bad. It means something is not right. You should hear the child in the home. If the child is quiet, they are either doing something they shouldn't or they are sitting on their screens today. And what is being inculcated into their brains? What is it? All sorts of letters of the alphabet, the rainbow color, all of this is being inculcated into their brains. Tomorrow you grow up and you see the child has a problem navigating their gender. Hey, I don't know whether I'm male or female. And you're worried, where did this come from? How did this happen? This child was brought up in my home. How? Well, perhaps it was the iPad. Perhaps it was that tablet that you gave the child free rein to. Perhaps it was the adult that was conversing with them online and you had no idea. So it may seem like an easy fix. Just give the child the screen, let them keep quiet for another 4 hours. But in reality, you have sacrificed the future of that child by giving the screen to the child for 4 hours, 5 hours every day. Do the hard thing and involve yourself in your children's lives. Play with them, listen to them, talk to them, take them out. Yes, it is difficult. Yes, it is not easy. But do the hard today to benefit tomorrow from that which is easy. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal grant us the ability to inculcate the correct values in our lives and to prioritize the deen. One last point before I end off, inshaAllah. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam went to sacrifice his son and he placed him on the ground, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us something profound.
فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
When Ibrahim had placed him on the ground and he was ready to sacrifice his son Ismail, he tells him, Ismail looks at his father before anything happens and he says, Ya Abati, if'al ma tu'mar. My father, do that which you are being commanded to do. What was being commanded? The command was to sacrifice the son, and the son is saying, my father, take it, it's okay. It doesn't matter. Do you know what kind of a tarbiyah that child required to say, prioritize Allah right now? That is what matters more than my life. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That is the tarbiyah we want for our children. That is the tarbiyah where you have left something of value with your children. Something that it doesn't matter what they have lost in the dunya. If they have it, they will remain straight, upright, normal, sane, and okay. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal give us the ability to grant our children the right tools. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.